Welcome to Medscape. I'm Dr. Andrew Wildner, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with Dr. Nathan Fountain. Dr. Fountain is professor of neurology at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville and an epilepsy expert. Dr. Fountain, you are the lead author of a recent paper entitled Quality Improvement in Neurology, specifically indications for how to treat patients with epilepsy better. And as I understand it, this is a follow-up to a previous paper and previous guidelines. Tell me, why do we need these guidelines?
Well, the guidelines in general are actually quality measures. So that is a little different than guidelines. Guidelines suggest exactly how to act or behave in a certain situation. And the quality measures are a little different because they're aimed to be what's the minimum thing that you should do during an encounter, for example, or in taking care of a patient that would meet sort of a minimum standard. So guidelines tend to be sort of ideal care, and quality measures would tend to be conceptually minimal care. Now, in fact, of course, if everybody already did that, we wouldn't have quality measures. So the second component of that is that quality measures address behaviors or things we should do in taking care of patients that we don't necessarily do universally. So represents a gap or addresses a gap in care.
For example, everyone may not have read the paper. What are some of these quality measures?
That's right. So there are seven of them. They build on previous quality measures from 2009. And the 2009 quality measures, kind of for those who might be familiar, asked whether or not you collected seizure frequency at each clinic visit, whether or not you determined the etiology or decided it was unknown at each clinic visit, whether or not you had performed an MRI and an EEG in patients at some time during the course of their epilepsy evaluation, whether or not you asked about safety issues, and whether or not you referred them for epilepsy surgery if they had intractable epilepsy, and finally was whether or not women with reproductive potential were counseled about appropriate things for the circumstance. And those were our examples of things that sort of everybody agreed were a good idea. And in general, their emphasis was on performance measures. That is, it asked if you did these things, and in essence, you got credit for doing them. That is, it was appropriate. Well, the new measures build on that. So the new measures take that one step further and ask people to actually act on what they find. And the idea is to move closer and closer to outcome measures so that presumably eventually we could actually measure seizure frequency or proportion of people who are seizure-free to see that the actions you're doing result in more seizure freedom, which is, of course, the goal for everybody. So we start with some relatively vague or general things we ask people to do. In the new measures, they build directly on that. So the new quality measures ask whether or not you acted on what you found. So, for example, you not only have to collect the frequency of each seizure type, but if it's not zero, so if they're not seizure-free, you have to either act on it or say why you didn't act on it. So it relates directly to outcome, in this case, the outcome for seizure freedom.
Now, you and I did epilepsy fellowships, and if we didn't do all of these things in our fellowship, I think they would have thrown us out. So who are these measures for?
Well, that is true that at the beginning of using these measures, we decided for all people taking care of patients. So it's true for general neurologists, for primary care physicians, for everyone taking care of patients. And I think your point is well taken that we would have normally, during the course of training, said, well, of course we're going to do these. But in fact, there have been prospective studies to determine whether or not people do these things. And even among epileptologists, they don't do these things universally. Now, there's some good reasons for that in some cases, but if we've decided it's the minimum care and should be applied to everybody, then we applied to epileptologists as well. So there's studies from epilepsy centers, from general neurology practices, and from other sources, and including interviewing patients to ask if their doctor actually did this. And all of those sources suggest a gap for the kinds of things that are that are in the new quality measures.
Are there now ongoing studies to see whether quality improvement really happens?
There are several ongoing studies. The first question to ask is, even for the old measures, are they implemented? Are people doing the measures? And then, of course, the next step is, does it make a difference in care? And even for the 2009 measures, there have been studies from epilepsy centers, from general neurologists, and from others that clearly demonstrate that even among epileptologists, they really aren't pursuing these quality measures. And if we think these are the minimum standards, then we really should be doing that.
Well, in my practice, then I'm going to have to pay attention to your paper and write all these standards down and make sure that I'm not one of the guilty ones. I can see you're having a busy day. I want to thank you very much for spending this time with Medscape and explaining these new quality measures. And it'll be interesting to see the next paper, which I think is going to tell us how well we're doing.
Yeah, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.